My feet fizz. I rise up with a wave, pulled to clouds that bulge and obscure the streets so completely that I can barely see the shops and cafes nestled in behind the promenade. From here, they're muted. Background noise to the hypnotic allure of the sea, which inches further, further with each push of the tide. Its currents enchant me in, wheels of motion beneath the board, and I see, towards the shore, waves crumbling, whitening, buzzing. A flash of lightning shows them swallowed by the sand. Everything is. I look back at the horizon. They're building. 4 feet, 5 feet, Toblerone pyramids careering at me along the surface. Opaque, but warm. More comforting than the gales that hiss at me to leave. I grip the board tighter. I've drifted 4 huts from where I started. Current must be picking up. On land, in the dampened daylight, flashing bulbs of businesses glow. Customers evacuated inside by old factory hooks of vinegar and coffee. Closer, on the promenade, only one chalet shimmers, its light a shadow cast on the sand like tar. Someone is in there.
I should move my golf clubs. They knock together in distorted applause at the surfer, who slides down the salty conveyor belt ahead of me, blissfully enveloped by the storm. Does he hear it too? Is he also hypnotized by the rustle, the creak, the delicate thuds of our caravans behind the beach, promising warmth and escapability and home? Soon I'll walk back. Soon. I'll break the need to look periodically at Trusthorpe Outfall to my left. Check the beacon still stands. Check the waves haven't stolen it. Check its distance from the surfer. Look. After a jolt of readjustment, he paddles. Arms swinging like propellers and then thrusting down on his board so hard, I think it'll snap. He pops, or is thrown, upwards. Feet finding the board and toes holding onto the surface that shines like ivory. He crouches and rotates, just as an avalanche approaches. As he proceeds to ride along the wall, it steepens, sharpens, is bleached white. By the time he turns towards the shore and slides back down onto his stomach, I almost lose sight of him in the rain.
Okay. One more. A seal breaks the surface up ahead, its eyes unblinking and calm. When it momentarily ducks and then pops up closer, I can tell it's confused. It seems to advise me to head for the lights, for the dry land. A long way from Donnernook, I say, to no reply. Instead, we both sink into the water for shelter, and when its stare still shows no sign of comprehension, still betrays its bemusement, all I can think to say is that it's the sea. I belong here, just like you. It ducks under and disappears. Slightly north, donuts and melodies, buckets and spades. I can almost taste the sugar. The Mablethorpe seafront's glow is inviting, defiant against the storm. An image of British summertime. I imagine poised visitors ready to emerge after the last drop or the last gust, resolved to return in shorts to sun or coats to clouds. More waves approach with the sun. One more. One more.
It feels warmer. Then, for a moment, watching him surf on his final wave, I mistake the arriving sun for a spotlight. Everything brightens and awakens. Everyone unfolds and appears. Then, as the kiosks slide open and ice creams appear, as laughs replace thunder and smiles replace rain, it becomes obvious. This is Sutton-on-Sea. We all belong here. Just like you.
That was Waves and Winds, written by Callum McGeegan and performed by Connor Bannister and Dan Shaw. This piece is a part of Audio Tales, a project commissioned by Magna Vitae and supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council England. Thank you very much for listening, and if you enjoyed this piece, we encourage you to seek out and engage with the others.